This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, winning is about staying in the race. It's not about running the fastest, it's about staying in the race. People will ask you, what do you want to be? So I want to say to you, to be, you must do. To do, you don't have to be. But unless you do, you will never be. To be, you must do. To do, you don't have to be. And unless you do, you will never be. People are not equal. Not in this life, not before Allah. Our job is to become winners and raise winners. Losing is the default. That's called the law of entropy. Everything goes downhill unless you stop it. A garden untended grows weeds, not roses. A house left unattended doesn't clean itself. A car not maintained breaks down. A body not exercised loses muscle and strength, not the other way around. So you must decide what you want from life and then go and get it. The only thing that comes just by waiting is death. Everything else needs back-breaking effort because results are directly proportionate to effort. My favorite coach is Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers. He won 5 NFL championships, including Super Bowls 1 and 2. He has a lot of very wise quotes and sayings. He said, defeat is worse than death because you have to live with defeat. Winning is not a sometime thing. It is an all-the-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all of the time. Winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. The quality of a person's life is in direct proportion to their commitment to excellence, regardless of their chosen field of endeavor. In 2021, Georgia Tech strength coach Luis Carala asked his football team a question. Are you willing to sprint? Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? Are you willing to sprint when the finish line is not in sight? Now that can happen only if you have a deep belief in yourself and your goal. One without the other, a belief in yourself but not in the goal, or a belief in the goal not in the self, won't work. You need both. If you look at the Sahaba of Rasulullah, you have examples of people who sprinted when the finish line was not in sight. All the Sahaba who died before Fatah Makkah can be in this list. People who gave their full commitment, though the finish line was not in sight, winning was not sure. Because the truth is that winning is not loyal to you. Winning doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are or how hard you work. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. You will win if you do what it takes to win. It is as simple as that. Just like you get to buy the thing you can pay for. You want something very badly, you cannot have it unless you can pay for it. No matter how badly you want it. Your sob story is deeply uninteresting and totally irrelevant to winning or buying. The first thing, therefore, is to learn to listen to some hard talk without flinching. People do this. Somebody tells you something which can change your life. They say, no. Your tone is too hard. You speak too harshly. Speak softly. Okay, I'll speak softly. I will tell you are the most beautiful person on the face of the earth. You are an absolute winner. You need not do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent you into this world with your destiny written that you will be the greatest, the wealthiest, the most beautiful, the most influential person in the world. I'll tell you, very easy. Will that happen? I will guarantee you that it will not happen. Because just like in the ring, in the boxing ring or the wrestling ring, the one who wins is not the one who can hit hardest, but the one who can take that hard hit and still remain standing. The same rule in life. Resilience is not about how much hardship you face. Resilience is to stand up after every fall. The most important career and life advice I can give you is to differentiate. Differentiation creates brand. Brand inspires loyalty. Loyalty enables influence. So get 5 things right and it will be impossible to fail. Number 1, build a reputation for reliability. Build a reputation for reliability. That means deliver on promises. This starts with punctuality. Don't wait to be asked. Get prepared to deliver even if nobody asked you. That is what legacy is built on. It is called trust. My principle is I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. Number 2, become a problem solver. Never say I can't do it. Say I can't do it yet. Figure out a way to do it. People love givers, they hate takers. And that is what leadership is all about. People look up to those who can help them to achieve their goals. That will build your equity, give you influence, and inspire loyalty. Number 3, remember, people are always asking WIIFM, what's in it for me? Show them. Show them how they will gain. People are not interested in you or your goals. They don't care. They are interested in their own goals. Show them how listening to you will help them to achieve their goals. And you will have total attention. Remember, this is not about deceiving people. It is about figuring out how to help them in a way that helps you. Number 4, quality is not the only thing. Quality is everything. Quality begins with making your bed as soon as you get out of it. Quality, your bed and your car show if you are a winner or a loser. If your bed looks completely tousled and out of order, and if your car looks like a garbage can on wheels, you are a loser. You are a loser. As simple as that. So as soon as you get up, make your bed. Then pray tahajjud. Make tahajjud fard on yourself. Then read 1 juz of Quran and go to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr. Then work out. Go for a walk, go to the gym, whatever. Eat 1 healthy meal a day. Not 2, not 3, 1. General rule, eat 1/3 of what you eat today and exercise 3 times what you do and you will have a long and very healthy life. 5, last but not the least, manners. Manners conquer hearts. Old-fashioned but powerful. Manners span boundaries of culture and nationality and generation. People don't know how much you know. They don't know your experience or your expertise, but they can see your smile, so show it. Greeting sincerely and warmly and first will open doors for you and more doors for you than anything else in the world. Be truthful. Don't lie, even as a joke. Be generous. Be thankful. The rest will follow. Never chase money, chase quality, and money will follow. Because people remember quality long after the price is forgotten. And that is the Gucci family slogan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to live lives of quality, lives of which leave behind a legacy of honor for us when we are gone. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.